Well, my answer was easy. My answer was that I would love to go back the 20 years and have that time to just to be able to even hug and kiss my husband one more time would have been my heart's desire. I became a widow 8 years ago when my husband was a soldier overseas and was killed in an accident a month before retiring and coming home after three combat tours and almost 30 years serving in the military. And we always thought someday we'd be able to kind of make up and catch up for all the things that we gave up missing doing with each other and being with each other to help protect our country's freedoms. But it wasn't meant to be. So, you know, it was very hard wishing for the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. But the thing that God really helped me see was someday in heaven, there'll be coulda, shoulda, wouldas with God, too. And that this could be a moment from that point forward to really embrace living very much in the present with what does God want now, and that we can never go back and do the coulda, shoulda, wouldas with what God wants either.
Wow, Marianne, I know that that wisdom that just came out of you comes from a very deep place. I'm so sorry for your loss and for the pain, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to you and to your husband for the sacrifice that you both made for our country.
Yes.
You said for 30 years he was serving?
Almost 30 years between his 22 years active duty, which is full-time, and then about 8 years in the reserves. But, you know, we weren't made for death, and it would be too much if I didn't have God. And the real tragedy for my heart is for people who still go through this and don't know or don't want to know God in it. So I just pray that maybe somebody listening will say, I need you, God. I cannot do life without you. It is too much. And God made a way that even in the hardest things, the worst things, that there's a provision, and it's God. And I met and married my husband at Bible college, and I knew the moment it happened that someday I would see him again, that God would make a way. He has made a way back for that beautiful reunion, the ultimate reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very thankful that I have that hope. And there was beauty that was brought out of the ashes. 3 years after, I befriended another military widow here in Baltimore, and we became very close friends. And I said to her about a year into the friendship, how about we get our kids together? Because we know what it's like as spouses to lose our husband, but we don't really understand totally what it is for our children to lose their daddies. And the Red Cross has an event every year for fallen families, and I brought three of my four, and she brought one of her four. And they were both our youngest, and they met, and he came to church with us that night. And I told my daughter, I said, you've met your soulmate. And she said, why? I said, he's so much like Daddy, honey. And eventually they fell in love and married. So out of great tragedy, God brought a beautiful love story. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. When I had that notification, when those soldiers stood there and were telling me that news, I heard God say, can I use you, and do you trust me? And I said, yes, God, I trust you, and you can use me. And that's one of the ways God used me, that he brought them together. So God is always, always working things together for our good and for something beautiful for those who love him.
Marianne, I feel like I just want to sit at your feet. You have just poured out so much truth and wisdom and beauty this morning that I am overwhelmed and so grateful. Thank you. God's still using you every moment, talking to me on the phone right now. So thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. Lord, bless you.
Let me end with this. You do it every day. You do it every day on the phone. I am truly blessed and touched with many, many, many beautiful things that you share or from people that you are led by the Spirit to hear from and draw from. So you are that too, my sister in Christ. Thank you very much for
Thank
what you.
You
do.
Thank you so much, Marianne. God bless you. Thanks for talking.
Yay, God.
Yay, God.
God bless.